Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge.
So today I thought we'd do something fun. My sister's here visiting, so I thought we'd do a Q&A. A couple of days ago, or like a week ago, I got a message on Messenger from someone that reached out. And the message started like this. I'm struggling with my faith in the church. Can you help me? And so we started having a conversation. And in that conversation, I asked, can I use this as a Q&A? Talk about your questions and how I see the answers. And I got the permission to use this. So I thought this would be a fun thing to do, a Q&A with these questions that I got. Maybe there are some others out there that are wondering the same thing. So just, I wanted to share this. And my sister is here, so she's going to ask the questions and I'm going to try my best to answer.
I have several LDS friends who have the gift of mediumship, and within the last year they have left the church. I just feel, as a medium, how could you leave the church if it were true?
Well, I think when you wake up to this mediumship, there's so much that we have installed in us from early days of the church that I think has changed within the last years. But sometimes the members' attitudes haven't, which makes it as an eternal battle between what you understand to be true and what you've been taught to be true from early years. Let's be clear, waking up to different kind of abilities, it's like waking up to a brand new day that looks different from the day before. It can be confusing, it can be a little bit scary, and there's so much that you need to think about. And in the church, we don't really talk about it. There's not that many people you can entrust with these thoughts, which makes it hard for someone that wakes up and realizes, oh, I can talk to spirits, I can heal people, I can do this and that. And it's hard for them to maybe stay in the church because we don't talk about it. There's nowhere there that they get help to understand the new gifts they have, which means it's easier to go outside the church to get help in figuring out how to handle these new abilities that you've gained.
I also had someone near and dear to me pass away this past year, and I have felt so spiritually low, wondering if it all is true, being reunited with our families for all eternities, etc. I never feel them around me.
Well, this is an interesting one. For me, I've always had the ability to feel them, ever since I was young. So since it's something that I've always had, it's hard to talk about not having it or what it was like before. But the ability has grown, so I'm better at it now, it's faster now. But I've taken a lot of classes, and during these classes, my kin or my deceased ones, they hardly ever showed up. When we did seances and stuff like that, it was always like different kind of relatives or far off people that I just knew as acquaintances and stuff. But I think it's because my family that are members of the church, they're so busy doing missionary work on the other side that coming to seance just for me to communicate with them, it's like a waste of time. Can I say that? But when I'm in despair and I'm sad and I need them, that's when they come to comfort me and to be there for me. The thing is, I need to be open and I need to be tuned into the right frequency in order to feel them. So I need to be in a place where I open up for their energies to meet mine. And when you're in grief and you're in pain, you're kind of in this shell of emotions and it's hard for them to penetrate that. They might be standing on the outside, knocking on the glass, wanting to get in. But we're so stuck inside this bubble of soundproof glass that we can't hear them, we can't see them, we can't feel them. So it's all about getting our frequency and our vibrations to match. And that way we can connect to them in a better place. But they will come when we call on them. It's just up to us to feel that they're there.
So this is a question that I've added, but can everybody feel the spirits? And are they really allowed to communicate with us? Isn't that what the veil is for?
Putting me on the spot now, right? It's a tough question. I believe that most people would be able to feel the spirits. I've heard so many stories about people feeling them in the temple, so that's a good place to start. But I also firmly believe that when you reach that point of vibration in your body, that you can be able to match it with the vibration on the other side of the veil. So it's just about raising your own vibration so you can connect to them. And yes, it's in the scriptures that we can see and communicate with spirits. It's one of the spiritual gifts that we have. And they can absolutely communicate and talk to us. They can give us peace, they can give us comfort, and they can be there for us.
I was wondering, so when mediums have this idea of past lives and reincarnation, is that really true, or is it their own beliefs?
Well, this is a hard question, because there are so many out there that will say that past lives do exist. And then you come to the church and we don't believe that. And I don't want to step on anyone's toes, but what's true to me is the fact that I muscle tested myself towards my higher self or spirit. And what I got was that, no, I have not lived previous lives, but I did live in the pre-existence. And I have served as a guardian angel to several people living their lives on Earth, which means that I've been involved with a lot of destinies and a lot of human lives from the beginning of Adam's time up until now. But I have not lived as a human on Earth before this human experience that I'm having now. And that is the truth for me. But I know a lot of people have different opinions, and I can only say what's true to me. And that is my belief. And I actually did a muscle test today with a family member, and we locked in her spirit. And we got the same answer there. When I asked, have you lived previous lives? It was a no. But did you live in the pre-existence? We got a yes. And then we asked more questions about that. And it's a cool experience, but the body really shows you and the muscles really talk. So that's my experience.
I just can't make sense of the need for Jesus Christ and his resurrection atonement if we would just relive again and again. Doesn't make sense.
I agree. If we were to live multiple times on this earth, then the atonement would be not needed, because we would have lives and lives and lives to redo and try again. But since the atonement was necessary, and he did come here to atone for our sins, then for me, we get this life, we get this chance, this is why we're here, this is our schooling, and that's why we need the atonement to be able to come back. So reincarnation would take away the importance of Christ's atonement. Which is why I believe that this is my one and only life here on Earth.
And then she goes on saying, I'm sorry, I'm just really struggling to find my way. I have felt really lost this year with the passing of my loved one. It kind of gave me PTSD, and now I'm worried a lot and feel sad and scared about dying. If my loved ones will be there, just a lot of anxiousness.
Well, I got through pain. A lot of pain. I got to know pain. Pain was my best friend. When my husband left me, it was excruciating pain. I felt like I was breaking into multiple pieces, and I had to hold it in together and still be there for my children. I didn't do a good job of that, but I'm trying to make up for that now. The thing is, we need to be here in order to feel this. We need to be on this earth in order to grow and evolve. Every experience that we have here is for us to learn something. And you know, when you break a bone, it grows together and becomes stronger. And the same is with us. When God breaks us and gives us trials in order for us to grow and become stronger. And looking back, that was the best thing ever happened to me, and I would not be who I am today. I would never be on doing a pod talking about these things had I still been in that relationship. Which means that sometimes painful things is for us to grow and become better and stronger individuals, humans, people. And the thing is, the person that was me 3 years ago was terrified of dying, was so scared of death, was so scared of everything. And the person I am today, I'm really at peace, you know? If anything would happen to me, yes, it would be hard to leave the ones I love behind, but dying doesn't scare me at all. It's not like I want to die, but it's not that I'm scared of dying either. It's just something that happens when I've served my life mission here on Earth, which means it's not traumatizing, it's not scary, it's not... And sometimes I'm just longing to get home to my mom and dad and just get that heavenly divine hug. And so, for me, it's something that I actually look forward to. But then again, I've found more peace within the last 2 years than I've had in my life up until now. It's taking time to get there, and it's been such a struggle and such hard work, but I would not change it for the world. I would not want to be anyone else. I would not want to be without it. I know I am where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to do. And with that knowledge, I have this inner peace that just, it just gives me this calm and this hope that everything will turn out just the way it's supposed to. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts, and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.